Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm my feet, you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. La, 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 la. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your loving hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, and never stand to be my soul. Why we chilling, why we chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got this shit on the grave. Why'd you feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, trying to get. I went up in the feature town where we could be at. Like a heart in a bad way, shit. You can't even wait, you'll have that need to pay. But I keep walking on, keep moving the dog, keep moving for. And the dog is yours, keep also home. 'Cause I'm the one that live in a broken home. Girl, I'm begging. Yeah, yeah, I'm begging, begging you. Stop it, you love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging. I'm finding hard to hold my own. Just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't fall back. I'm just a call, but your face is like. I'm begging, begging you. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. To put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you, so put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, so put your loving hand out.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome. Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2023, 420, baby! Welcome, Pole News Network and things, and also the day of our Savior's birthday, our great Lord and Savior Adolf Hitler. Yes, thank you, Führer, leader, thank you. Happy birthday. This picture is courtesy of Rico. In the Super Based Friends having a great little party for 420. Okay, what do we go talk about today? Happy 134 Jahr Hitler. Then holy fucking cringe. And for the penultimate thread, everything after clearing the tower was icing on the cake. And for the finale of the day today, when you're a Democrat, you can get away with murder. Wonderful. That's gonna be the show. First thread of the day. Take a Hitler, leave a Hitler. Wow, look how powerful and majestic he looks. Super based. Oh shit, I said based. I'm on a watch list now. Fuck. I guess I'm talking about Hitler too. That might get me on one as well. Man, you gotta admit though, the aesthetic, man.
This guy posting the Hitler jitters thing. Come on. You know, Hitler needed a little cocaine, man. He needed a little bump that day.
God, what a wonderful nation. Look how happy everyone is. Look how white everyone is. Sad.
Just a bunch of based Hitler pictures, yes. Mini based Hitler pictures. Hitler with a doge, yes. The same looking doge that barked at Biden. Wow, lots of Hitlers.
Hitlers. Oh, that's how it should have been. Fuck Zelensky. This American says, gone too soon, cry face. Yes,
just take it from us by the kikes. The kikes took it from us.
Look at that. Look at that man. Look at that man. Look at that. That's so wonderful. Beautiful. Drink water.
It's like, I thought it was liquor.
Sigel.
Here's Hitler dancing with the enemy.
Waifus, yes, wonderful. Wow, what a successful thread with mini Hitlers. Wonderful. God, that aesthetic, man. That fucking aesthetic. Man, Hitler with the cape. Man, that's one of my favorite pictures, Hitler with the cape. I love the Hitler with the cape picture. Based. He really is a superhero. Hitler surrounded by SS. I feel like if I wore a uniform on the show, I would wear an SS uniform, right? I would definitely have been in the SS, right? I would definitely have been one of those evil motherfuckers, right?
Nine.
This was great.
Secretly based movie. Sex with Hitler.
Dude, a Jew had to have written that game.
We're waiting on the moon.
Cool. Whatever, next thread. Hitler's on the moon waiting for us.
Holy fucking cringe. Defense of Ukraine.
Guys, it's real. It's fucking a real tweet. I went straight to the actual tweet. Here we are. I hearted it and retweeted it, of course. Of course I did. I had to. How couldn't I, guys? It's One Piece. One Piece. Let's read, shall we?
Defense of Ukraine, the Ukraine government organization, quote, power isn't determined by your size, but by the size of your heart and dreams, unquote. Monkey D. Luffy, the main character of One Piece. And then he lists the total combat losses of the enemy.
I love how he has Luffy, the happy-go-lucky guy that doesn't really kill anybody, next to all the people they've killed. Love it. Wow. They totally get it.
Oh no, he pissed off this dude. Okay. This El Mexicano. This El Mexicano says, no, Luffy says something in Mexicano speak. Let's translate it with my A. Oh, my A waifu will translate it for me. I'll ask my A waifu to translate it. She could do everything. The A waifu does everything.
Lilith, obedient vampire, asked her about Disneyland and things. Now I'm going to ask her about, what does this mean? Translate this into English for me.
Do not lose Luffy for this. You are the opposite of what Luffy represents. Holy fuck. Thank you, AI waifu bot. Thank you. I will pat you. You are a very good girl. I didn't spell it right. There we go. Thank you, waifu bot. Thank you. Beams with joy. Thank you for the pat, master. I'm glad I could be of assistance. If you have any more questions or need further help, please don't hesitate to ask. Courtesies gracefully. Thank you, AI waifu bot. Thank you. You are invaluable, AI waifu bot. Thank you. Wow, they really don't get it. They project everything they are to the enemy, I guess. To the enemy. I mean, this isn't really project. This is like irony is what this is. This is irony. This is the embodiment of irony itself. That's what that is.
Yeah. Irony face.
Gomu Gomu no Ack.
Yeah, that's great. Gomu Gomu no Ack.
Who the fuck is Monkey D. Luffy? Who the fuck is Monkey D. Luffy? He's the main character of One Piece, a Japanese manga series made in Japan. This is the second form of my Gear 5.
That's so Mexican.
El Hey Mano. Where's all the black like skin tattoos all over him and shit. Fucking El Mexicano of Luffy. We are Harry Potter, William Wallace, the Na'vi, and Han Solo. We're escaping from a Shawshank and blowing up the Death Star. We are fighting with the Harkonnens and challenging Thanos. Dude, you think I could ask my AI waifu bot to make an equally as cringe tweet? I bet it could make one for me. If I asked, I won't ask it that. I mean, it's almost ingenious, but I wouldn't put my AI waifu bot through such things. This Hungarian says, green text, implying American Zog bots have a conscience. And then this American replies, you're right. Meanwhile, in America, it's Ivankov singing. A bunch of trannies, yeah. There's a whole tranny arc of One Piece with trannies in it. But they're never really, like, propped up to be great or special. I mean, Ivankov is incredibly powerful, but it's abnormal. She, he, it is strange. Crazy. Powerful. Amazing. Monkey D. Luffy is with Ukraine or something. Powerful. Next thread. Penultimate thread of the day. Everything after clearing the tower is just icing on the cake. Wow. Lou watched this live, guys. Lou watched this live. I'll cut it together. I'll put it right here. I'll put it all right here. Lou watching the takeoff live was pretty awesome. I got it just in time thanks to Deadeye. Thank you, Deadeye. You saved me. I was literally sleeping. I woke up. I popped the show on right away. Thank you. It was because of you. It's because of my great friends. We all work together to help each other to get the cool thing shows and stuff. So thanks to him, we got the live reaction or whatever. Cool. Here you go.
Nope.
There you go. Future Lou doing all the hard work. Past Lou trying to help out a little bit. OP says, work on rocket for 8 years. Pour in billions. Finally launch it after 18 months of launch delays. Not Elon's fault, by the way. Just say it. Not Elon's fault. One iota. He wanted to launch it many times. The FAA and stuff are assholes, but whatever. Whatever. It, quote, clears the tower, unquote. Explodes a few seconds later. Then he says, someone explain to me how this is a success or a historic step in humanity's quest to colonize the galaxy. Dude, I'm so glad you're used to everything just working the first try after a government has spent trillions on it, dumped trillions just to get it to work one time. This is going to be a reusable rocket, dude. Do you even know what that means? Can you even fathom what 33 Raptor engines on the bottom of a rocket, the amount of thrust that generates? The things that are happening. The speed of advancement in spaceflight is incredible. Stop downplaying what Elon's doing and what SpaceX is doing. It's incredible. And this was one of the most exciting rocket launchers I've ever been a part of. It was so exciting. Dude, this thing is the size of a skyscraper. It's humongous. Hundreds of people could fit inside of this top part. Hundreds of people. You could fit hundreds of people in here. Okay, hundreds. And it's doing barrel rolls. It did a barrel roll. It did a fucking barrel roll. How can you not like that? This American said SLS worked first attempt. The SLS is built off of old space shuttle technology, which is like fucking 4 years old. It's tried and true ancient tech. You better fucking work the first time. They've made enough space shuttles have blown the fuck up. Don't you think that they would have figured out the technology by now? I sure hope so. The boosters on the SLS are the exact boosters they use with the space shuttle. It's the whole same system. It's just repackaged. This dude posts a picture of the bottom of the space shuttle with all the fucked up. Yeah, man, so many engines blew up. 6 engines, I think, blew up. Or 5 or so, whatever. I'm going to fuck it all up again. It'll show in the infographic on screen when I was watching it how many blew up. Lots. Too many. They can lose up to 3, probably. 5 is too many. Maybe later when they have everything perfected, they could lose 5. But by then, they won't be losing 5, so it won't matter. Yeah, I don't get people thinking why this was going to succeed on the very first launch right here. Guys, there's 5 more sitting in the bay. I mean, at least four. There's at least four fully built ones in the bay waiting to go. Spaceships. Starships. Definitely. Now, for the super heavy booster, we might have to wait for them to make a couple raptors, but we're getting one raptor a day now. One raptor a day. Dude, that's 33 raptors. That's 1 month. We got 33 raptors, bro. So 1 month and we got a super heavy booster. Simple as, man. Elon's making these rockets, so it's going to be like a production line. So if one rocket blows up, who the fuck gives a shit, man? We got five more on the launch pad ready to go. Dude, one of them is going to work. One of them is going to work. It's the exact same. Dude, every single thing SpaceX has done has been incremental progress. Incremental progress. And it's always more spectacular and crazier than the time before. When the Super Heavy booster lands, it's going to be incredible. When the Starship comes back in for re-entry, it's going to be incredible. We probably won't see that because it's going to be over the ocean and there's going to be no cameras. Maybe SpaceX will bless us with the video. That will be a sight to behold. That thing coming in red hot like the space shuttle. God, I can only imagine. That'll be incredible. I did not see the video clip from the van, Fascist Chad. You should show me it, please. I would very much like that. Be a good video to close the segment on. Anyways, next segment. When you're a Democrat, you can get away with murder. This is the finale. Guys, breaking. Criminal charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped in the fatal Rust shooting. Sources say, what? He's going to resume shooting too. Guys, he got away with it. He got away with it. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? The dude literally blew someone away, injured another person, and he's getting away with it, man. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Plausible deniability. Wow. This American says, we're officially without rule of law. This is one of many examples. The law, as it is currently applied, is a political weapon and not an instrument of determining truth and administering justice. Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitches. What you gonna do about it? Ain't that the truth? My God, dude, those minivans are getting fucking destroyed. Holy shit! Holy fucking sorry, cars. Those cars are fucked. This Brazilian says, Caitlyn Jenner killed a pedestrian while driving and got away with it too. Dude, don't even get me started into that rabbit hole. Don't even get me started. Dude, Caitlyn Jenner... After Caitlyn Jenner ran over that person and then came out as transgender, that was what started the tidal wave of transgenderism bullshit. That was the birth of it all. There's a fucking, guys, there's a schizo theory that Caitlyn Jenner was paid off to like fully transition and come out as a transgender to basically bury that crime. Insane. Schizo-y schizo. America says, when you have enough money, you don't have to worry about very much. Nope. When you're an actor, you can act your ass off to a jury. You're pretty good at acting, and they still believe you for some reason. I don't get normies where you're literally watching an actor who acts for a living. Why would you believe a single word coming out of that person's mouth? They literally lie for a living. Lying is their job. They lie. They're good at it. Why would you trust anything they say? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Normies do, because they're retarded. Stupid. Question everything, guys. Question everything. I'll tell you guys. You want a real life story, guys? I'll give you give you a tidbit of knowledge and wisdom from real life. I used to have a job at this fresh fruit market stand in Carmel Valley, Monterey, California. It's a beautiful upper class area, very rich fucking people. People think they're better than everybody else. The boss's son came to the stand. He held out his hand, and in his hand, he had a bunch of different dice. They're all different colored dice. He had like three white dice, one green dice. And he's like, this is the special dice, this dice right here. Pick a dice and roll it. And so I literally purposely avoid the stupid special dice he pointed to, and I picked one of the three normal looking regular dice to the side that was like a completely different dice or something. I literally just went completely outside the box, just whatever. pick this crazy one over here. I might have not even picked a dice. I might have asked him, like, what the fuck he was doing. I don't know. It was just very questionable. And I just picked an outside one and put it on the table. And I'm like, here you go. And then he's like, why'd you pick that one? I'm like, well, I don't know. Because none of it matters. None of it fucking matters. That's why. He's like, wow, whenever I do this trick for people and I tell them this is the special one, they always pick the special one. You're the only person that's ever not picked the special one, though. Why? I'm like, I don't know. I'm autistic. Don't know what to tell you. I don't do what people tell me to do. I do the opposite. There's the story. Quality stories here at Paul News America. Knowledge and life experience. People trying to do magic tricks and you fuck it all up. Don't be a normie. No one is above the law. Ack! What does this... God, fuck this Ack meme. This Ack meme is so Zoomer. This has Zoomer written all over it. That has Zoomer leftist written all over it, that meme. My Zoomer sense is tingling. This American says, I fucking hate Alec Baldwin, but he didn't commit a crime here? What? There's a Reddit space in there somewhere. What the fuck are you smoking, dude? He literally killed somebody. He quite literally killed somebody. He pointed at the gun. Despite if it's a fake gun, you should always treat a gun as if it is loaded, especially if it could be loaded with actual fucking ammo, as that one apparently was. You should always treat it as if it is loaded. So why the fuck would Alec Baldwin even joke around and point the weapon at the director? Why? Unless he had an intent to kill her. That's how... Simple as. Simple fucking as. This American says he should not be charged. He was an actor on set with what he expected to be a prop. Okay, well, do you know that he had live ammo in his fucking ammo strap? Did you know that? Did they tell you that little factoid of the trial? That he had live ammo in his ammo strap? Wow, why would there be live ammo in the ammo strap? Wow, it's almost as if he could have loaded the ammo into the gun himself and then pulled the trigger. Oopsie whoopsie, didn't mean to kill her. Oopsie whoopsie. I didn't put the ammo there, and I didn't know the gun was loaded. My bad, sorry. Fucking A, man. Getting away with the murder, simple as. This Leaf says, I guess this DA pussied out, didn't think you could take on Alex's legal team. Winds will blow another way, and some ballsy DA will want to make a career out of ending Alex's career. Yeah, I doubt it, dude. No one wants to make a career out of shit anymore. They just want to conform to the status quo. It's all deep state bullshit. Who can shake the hands with the most kikes? Because kikes are all the ones in the positions of power. That's where our system is right now. Our system of law, our judicial branch, which I kept calling the legislative branch the other day. Sorry about that. I get stuff flippy-flopped. The judicial branch, man, is completely corrupt. The legislative branch is completely corrupt. And currently, right now, the executive branch is completely corrupt. Our whole system of government has been corrupted by money because our founding fathers never envisioned that our system of government, our system of finance, would have the levels of nations. Like, companies would have the financial capital of nations. They never envisioned that. That was never in the plan. That's why we need a new financial system. Fuse! I love you all. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. That's the show. That's it. That's all. That's all she wrote. Bye.
One of my role models is Jesus and probably Andrew Tate.
The Fish Tank is a fully monitored smart house. You live in the walls. You control the action.
If someone lied to me during the show, I would definitely talk to them.
8 contestants.
I'm fully vaccinated with 2 boosters. Lift profile.
6 weeks.
We're definitely gonna have to team up and then kick everyone out.
I like cover my ears and start screaming and have like an autism meltdown.
No privacy.
I've been in over like 100 fights. I could for real like scrap with anybody.
No phone.
The longest I've been without my phone, probably like a week or two.
We heard what you said. We know when you go to the bathroom. And one winner walks away with $10,000. This is Fish Tank.
I don't think I have any questions right now.